COVID cases are on the rise once again across the state of Wisconsin, and joining us to discuss is Dr. Ryan Westergaard. We spoke a little while ago here on this program, and we talked about the potential for COVID cases to increase heading into the holiday season. We're a little bit removed now from Thanksgiving. We've had a little bit of time to look at some data. How are things looking as far as COVID cases across the state right now?
COVID activity has increased a bit since we last talked, but overall it's still at a level that's lower than the worst days of the pandemic back in 2021 and 2022. And there are three main sources of information that we look at to get a sense for how much COVID is going around Wisconsin. These are the number of people who are hospitalized with COVID, the percentage of COVID tests that are performed in laboratories that are positive, and finally, the level of COVID virus that's detected in samples taken from wastewater treatment facilities. All three of these indicators are saying that COVID activity has increased by about 50% since October.
50% since October. So we know that COVID is obviously on the rise looking at that data. Do we have any data to show other respiratory illnesses? You know, I know we're heading into this cold and flu season. What are some things people can do to reduce their chances of getting sick?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I'm glad you brought up the term cold and flu season. That's traditionally how we've referred to late fall and early winter as cold and flu season. We're encouraging people to think of it now as respiratory virus season, because if someone comes down with cold-like symptoms, it's almost certainly due to a virus. And the big three viruses in particular, those being influenza, COVID-19, and RSV, are the most important in terms of severe disease, and also important because we have new tools that have not been available in previous seasons to protect against severe disease. Updated flu and COVID shots are widely available in pharmacies, and now is the ideal time to get vaccinated if you haven't had them yet this fall.
When someone thought they had COVID a few years ago, if they had the sniffles, it was stay home, test, make sure you don't infect anybody else. Now it seems like there's more of a shift in culture back to where it was before. People have the sniffles or a bit of a cough, they're going to power through and maybe go to work. So if someone does have something that they're not sure if it's COVID or not, what's the best course of action to go about trying to make sure they can keep others safe?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up as well, particularly around the idea of home tests, because there had been a pause in the availability of free COVID tests earlier this year. But since November 20th, the U.S. government has resumed the program where every household in the country can sign up online and get four or more rapid COVID tests delivered to them for free in the mail. To do this, you go to covid.gov/tests. And I'd say it still is important if someone gets a sniffle to know whether it's COVID, because while in these days, while many people, in fact, most people have some level of immune protection, it can still make vulnerable people very sick. So going to work and going to gatherings, people might feel up to it, but knowing that you have COVID is an important thing because there may be vulnerable people there who could get very sick from COVID. So it is different than it was in the past, but fortunately we have new tools to help people know whether they have COVID, and also medications to prevent people from requiring hospitalization if they do test positive. People should enjoy gathering for the holidays. I'd just say that these days it's very difficult to completely avoid being exposed to a respiratory virus, but being up to date with COVID and flu vaccines, it's the best strategy that we've got to minimize the chances of becoming seriously ill if and when we do.
I know your time is valuable. I appreciate you joining us. I just want to know, is there anything else that we should be aware of as we head into not only gathering for Christmas and New Year's, but then that bitter cold that's going to force us indoors for a few months after?
Yeah, there's one specific point that I'd like to emphasize, just because people don't know about it very much, and that's that there is a new vaccine for RSV that can be given to pregnant people. It's called Abrysvo. It's recommended to be given after 32 weeks of pregnancy to protect newborns from developing RSV disease and keeping them out of the hospital. And RSV is a virus that can be very serious for young infants. It's actually the number one reason that little babies get admitted to the hospital. So knowing that there's other tools like this new maternal vaccine is good for folks.
Dr. Ryan Westergaard with the Department of Health Services, thanks for joining us on Wisconsin Public Radio. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.